What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Counterculture Podcast. This is an internal pod, and we are going to be sipping on some some Topo really? Chicos. Cheers.
Cheers.
What did you just ask me before?
I just said really. Or before.
Before that.
I said, how long have we lived in this house?
I think we've lived in this house. We're pushing 2 years.
2 years in the summer, right?
Yeah.
2 years in August, mm-hmm. maybe? I was just thinking, like, how underutilized this room has been until now.
And now we are utilizing the frick out of it.
It's just so nice to sit in here with that breeze.
Yeah, I mean, this is a dope room.
It is. It's the coolest room in the
house. If I could show the room, I think a lot of people would think this is dope. Because obviously you guys can see, if you're listening on Spotify, you can't see. But we have these big, big, big windows which need to be cleaned off. But these big windows, brick, I don't know. I like it. There's a balcony in here, too, an enclosed balcony.
What I think was going on was at some point maybe it was added on, do you think?
Yeah, we've talked about that. It's for sure added on. Yeah, this was definitely cool. An add-on. Nobody just puts a balcony inside of a house.
In the sunroom.
Yeah. No shot.
That's true. That's true.
No one does that.
But anyway, it's literally perfect with the breeze. It was hot.
Yeah, today's been a freaking nice day, man. It's been really good. It was like 70 almost, I think, at peak, right?
So it's very hot in the sunroom, and we opened the windows, and now it's beautiful. It's perfect.
Yeah. Check this out. So today, we're going to take just a little bit different approach to the internal podcast, because I feel like sometimes we're just sitting here rambling about stuff that, I don't know, our internals do really well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to kind of topic-avise it now. That's not a word.
That means.
I just made something up.
Okay.
We want to like do some topic stuff. So I went on Instagram and I did a poll. And I was like, ask us questions, because we want to talk about some like not so safe for YouTube stuff. But we got a question.
We did?
Yeah.
Is it from Pauly?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Pauly, thank you for being our number one fan. But she said, if you could spend a day with your younger self and or your older self, which would you choose?
Oh my God.
That's a pretty good question.
Which one? I can't answer it yet because I wasn't my older self. Like how old? Like in the future or right now?
Yeah. Your older self. What do you mean right now? That wouldn't be your older self.
I don't know, because I don't know what my older self is.
That's the
point.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's the point.
I think my younger self.
Your younger self? Why?
Because I'd tell her, I'd slap her in the face.
For what?
I don't know. Partying too long.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like how old? How old are you? Are you doing?
God. Maybe like 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'd be like, you don't need to go to such an expensive school. Although, I think it was meant to be, because I got right into PA school, and it's really hard to get into PA school now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd tell her some stuff, I think.
All right.
I'd tell her you don't need to go to such an expensive school, and you don't need to go out and party so much or at all.
Yeah. I think
get in a sport. Do sports.
I've been thinking about it too while you're answering. Why get into a sport?
Because I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything at all in high school or college. I just did schoolwork.
Yeah. Okay. I think I would spend a day with my older self. Because, all right, if I got to choose to spend a day with my younger self or my older self, I think I would choose my older self, because the way that my life happened, has gotten me to where it is now. And I thoroughly enjoy life as it is. And so I think if I were to go back and talk to my younger self, things wouldn't pan out the same way, because I have so many different opinions and what's it like, ethics and morals that I live by now that I didn't back then.
Yeah.
That if I wouldn't, if I would have had them back then, I wouldn't have had the same experiences.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah. And so when I'm older, the only reason I would want to hang out with my older self is probably just to see what's up.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah, just to be like, what happens? That's it. But like, I don't know that I would want to hang out with either of them, because I don't really want to know what happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to like do and be surprised.
Yeah. That is quite.
That's the question, Polly. That is quite the freaking question. So look, we had this idea to talk about sobriety as non-alcoholics, because we've been almost sober for what?
Actually, 2 years? I literally got this question today.
From who?
My medical director.
And what was the question? And how did you answer it?
So it just came up in other conversation about someone else drinking and probably should not be drinking so much anymore.
Another like employee?
An employee spouse. And then he was kind of just like, yeah, I try not to, you know, I'm trying not to drink as much too. Like, I just hate how I feel the day after, blah, blah, whatever. Not that he drinks a lot, but like, you know, it's just making small talk. He's like, you don't drink, Heather, do you? And I was like, nope. And I was like, almost 2 years.
And you said it with your chest too, didn't you?
Yeah. Of course I did. But no, it'll be officially 2 years in May, but since mid-February of 2022, we only had drank one time, which was in May.
Yeah, because we did 75 hard.
Yes.
And then we drank for my birthday.
Yep. And then that was it.
A birthday celebration. Yeah. So May 15th, technically, will be the day that we were sober. Probably around noon is when all the alcohol was out of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know the exact date, but it was mid-May for sure.
Yeah.
14 or something, maybe.
No, the 14th is the day we went out.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I do. It's like imprinted in me. So I remember we had taken those 75 days off from alcohol, probably a little bit more than 75 days just because it was like another week or so until the birthday celebration.
Yeah, 75 it was like hard, 2 weeks, I think. We finished at least 1 week, maybe like 10 days or something.
So then my birthday is May 11th. It's a national holiday. You guys all probably knew that. And then May 14th was the day that we had planned to go out. And we had planned to like go on a, what is that called?
We went on a pedal tavern.
Pedal tavern. In Wisconsin, there's like nothing to do besides drink alcohol. Actually, that's not true.
There's a lot of things to do,
but it's enhanced by alcohol.
Everything is done with alcohol.
So everything is done in conjunction with alcohol. And I remember thinking distinctly, I think both of us, that we weren't going to drink that much. Like, we didn't think that we were going to drink that much.
I don't remember anything. I have no idea what my mind
is. Yeah, we had planned not to really drink all that much. And this is kind of stupid, but I like wanted to remind myself a little bit why I hate hangovers. You know, I was like, okay, this is going to be a good opportunity to like get drunk again. And then the next day is going to be like, oh, this is why this sucks. And it's like a reminder not to do it ever again. Not realizing like you don't need that reminder. If you ever think that you need that reminder, just don't take the reminder, because it's not worth it. It's super not worth it. But so the night goes on, or the day goes on. I remember we're at my gym, and that's where we started the pregame. And so
I think
because me and the boys, we used to drink Coronas before we'd go out.
I drank Corona too before I would go out. I love Corona.
Yeah. Corona like is like the crappy beer that's like still good.
I don't think it's crappy.
Corona's terrible.
Really?
Corona is not a good beer. Okay, so out of like the the crappy beers, Miller Lite, Bud White.
I mean, there's much worse than that.
Huh?
There's much worse
than that. No, what I'm saying, out of those like that people choose, like that aren't like beer snobs, like the ones that people choose, right? Like Pabst, PBR, Miller,
Yeah.
Corona is the best one.
Okay.
Out of all those.
Sure. I would put Corona on the tier of those. Sure.
Yeah. So me and the boys would always drink Ronas before we'd go out. And then we'd have like a couple of tequila shots or something. And so we're drinking the Coronas, had a couple tequila shots. We get in the Uber, we go downtown. Not feeling it really, like not feeling a buzz much. And then we get down there and the Pedal Tavern was to go from like brewery to brewery to brewery, right? Or brewery, distillery. There was like a gay bar.
It just had like different stops.
Yeah. So anyway, I remember going to the brewery and having an IPA because IPAs were like what we like to drink.
Yeah. Like craft beers and stuff.
Craft beers. And I remember thinking to myself, like, this tastes so bad. Like I was like, and it was like, I'm a big like double IPA guy, or I was rather. And I remember tasting it and I was like, this is so bad. Like, why do people drink this? You know? And then the thought came into my head, I don't think that any alcohol tastes good. It's just people get accustomed to it and there's better tasting bad drinks.
Yeah.
And that's all that it is.
But I mean, all liquor is...
I know, but like beer tastes like crap the first time you drink it. Every time.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard somebody say, wow, I really like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely an acquired taste.
Yeah. So you drink it more often. You get like, you get used to it type thing. And then like you obviously find your better cuts of beef, right? With beer. Like you find your stank is sure. You find it. And so I'm thinking to myself, wow, like, why do people drink this? I ended up drinking Twisted Teas that night. Do you remember that?
No, but that's disgusting.
Yeah, I ended up drinking Twisted Tea. Because Twisted Tea is literally just a sugar bomb with alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're drinking. And then, the other part, like, the other thing that happened to me was... I started realizing how much I don't like drunk people that day too. Even being a drunk person, I realized, wow, everyone is so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, what is the deal here?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's more that we could get into with the night, but it's just like it became too much. And then so the next day, go ahead.
I mean, the next day we just. I had already planned not to drink after that.
Yeah.
And why? I think you just decided not to with me.
Yeah.
But I had already planned not to because I was competing at Monster Games in July. And I'm way too old for a hangover because a hangover lasts like at least 2 days, but usually a couple days. And I just couldn't afford to like miss that much training. Yeah. For such a big competition. I had never done a competition like this before. And I didn't want to be like underprepared and whatever. So I was like, I'm not drinking. I'm training. So.
Yeah. Another thing, like we have never said that we'll never drink again.
No.
We like leave space for it. But I don't ever see myself drinking again.
Yeah. I don't know if I leave space for it to drink again.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't... I guess I just don't see what the point would be, but I don't know.
I guess by leaving space, I mean, like, I'm just not the person who's, like, swearing off alcohol.
Yeah, I'm definitely not, like... Oh my God, you drink, or people drink, or, you know, like, I can't ever have a drink again, or whatever. But it's like, I just am not really sure in what instance I would.
I have no, like, no reservations about it or any plans. I can go anywhere. Dude, there, what's just bit me?
Did you really just get bit?
Yeah.
There was a ladybug flying around by you.
The ladybug bit me. It fell around. Is that bad? Are they poisonous?
No, but I didn't know they bite.
Yeah, they bite. What the frick was that? Anyway, there's no scenario in life where I think that what happens a lot of times with alcohol is that people use it as people use alcohol as social lubricant because they're just not fully comfortable with themselves in their own skin. Like, that's why you see so many people have heart to heart. So they start telling the truth and like, man, he's a real sweet talker when he's drunk, because they don't have the confidence to be that way when they're sober.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people, I think, use alcohol as like a social lubricant in order to be able to do things that they wouldn't do otherwise. And so often we like trick ourselves into believing that, we've said this so many times on podcasts, we tell ourselves a story about ourselves, right? But I think that that is more exacerbated with alcohol, is that there's a story about yourself that you tell, but it doesn't actually come out until you're a little bit, you know, tipsy. Little lit.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely a crutch.
Yeah.
For not just, I guess, for your average, like, regular Wisconsin person who doesn't have like a problem, quote unquote. Yeah, it's definitely like a crutch socially. Like, you feel like you can't have a good time without it or whatever. But
yeah, but let's talk about that though too, because that's like a thought experiment that I've messed with a lot. I think that a lot of people have more of a problem with alcohol than they'd like to believe.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we'll get into that first. So I think a lot of people have more of a problem with alcohol than they would like to believe, because if you can't socially interact the way that you can when you're on alcohol sober, there's something wrong with that. If you can't, like, if you don't have the same confidence when you're drunk as when you're sober, there's something wrong with that. That's not okay. If every single weekend the thing you're looking forward to is going out with the boys and drinking, or going out with the girls and drinking, there's something wrong with that. Like, those are patterns that aren't good, and an unhealthy pattern, I think, is a problem.
Yeah, and I think that most people go through their 20s like and drink and party and like whatever, and like, but most people have that stage, but by your late 20s and especially to your 30s, you're outgrowing that.
Yeah.
And I think there's people who don't outgrow it and people who don't stop. And it shouldn't just be because, oh, you have kids or whatever. It's like, there's a lot more to lose when you get older.
Yep.
You know, like
you have a job, hopefully.
You have a job.
Or a business.
Yeah, or a career, a business. I mean, obviously kids. There's just a lot more to lose.
Yeah.
If something happens. And if you're doing it all the time, you're drinking, you know, like binge drinking every weekend or even like more than once a week, like, something's bound to happen.
Something will happen. It's inevitable that something bad will happen.
It's not if, it's when.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, something that I used to say, or something that I say about myself, right, is that I don't think that I ever had a problem with alcohol. I think alcohol had a problem with me, like a big problem with me, because a lot of times I would be like, I'd be okay, you know, drinking, like, everything would be fine. But like, I'm a hothead by nature. I don't know. I feel like I'm a very nice, calm, collected person in most situations. Right. But like, you do one thing to set me off and oh boy, it's on, you know, mm-hmm. And alcohol, like, would.
Yeah. It takes away all of your like restraints.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, my nature already is to be like, aggressive. No, I know, I'm saying.
So you're able to like keep that under control, like sober, but like once you take that away.
Yeah, like I know. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll just be frank. Like that night that we went out, mm-hmm. like I started something with like two dudes on the side of the road. Like I called the dude a fat A word. Mm-hmm. I'm not swearing. I called the dude a fat A word because like, I thought that he was like being snarky with me or whatever. And I'm always ready to fight. Like, I got my dick beaters up. I'm ready to go. And that's not every time that I would drink, but like, if something has happened prior, that's already kind of like got me moving different, then like, I'm all for it. Like, I'm ready to go, you know? And it's just like, I'm not proud of it. It's not a good thing.
No.
But that's why I say I didn't have a problem with alcohol. Alcohol had a problem with me because there was something about booze that would just flip that switch for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that everybody has a little bit different personality with drinking, and there's it's usually something bad. There's usually not a whole lot of good.
I know some, yeah, I won't get into the details of it, but I know some really faithful people when they're sober that are like not at all faithful when they're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I know some really like, how do you say, not stingy people, like people that are conscious about their money. What's that word?
Mm.
Not lucrative, not stingy. Mm-hmm. Frivolous. Starts with an F.
Frivolous?
No. Frugal.
Frugal.
I know some really frugal people that are not that way when they're drunk. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know, man. And some things that I like to say is like some people like to say that alcohol can have some benefit, right? Like it can have some benefit with like the social aspect. So it's like a fun thing to go do with your friends. And there's like a social thing. And like, granted, I say, yeah, too. Like it can be something that you have fun with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
However, I still hold true. I still think, man, I've corrected myself a lot in this podcast with how I'm talking. I still think that if people were doing things that they truly enjoyed all the time, they wouldn't feel the need to get drunk.
Yeah,
I agree. With their friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that if you're living for the weekend, or you're like, you know, waiting to just drink on the weekend.
Yeah.
Then something is wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 1,000%.
You should be doing something else. You should be interested in something else or investing your time in something else.
Yeah, and the sad part is like where we live at, right? It's just so...
Yeah, it's very prevalent. It's very...
Like there's a bar on every road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every road, every corner. It's crazy. Our culture is just so about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know why. And I don't know, like, dude, the people that can get up and just like after a full night of drinking and they're ready to go crush it again the next day. I'm like, how are you living like that? Mm-hmm. Especially in their 30s or late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, what, like, first off, the money.
Mm-hmm.
How are you spent? Like, even if you're like a millionaire, right? Why are you wasting your money?
Yeah, it's definitely
on booze. It's a waste.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a waste.
Yeah. So anyway.
And then there's all the complete opposite of that. So like, which I think is us. So it's not like we were living every weekend to party or anything like that. We gave it up more because we had too many other things going on. So we were the people who had like too many other enjoyable things that we could not afford drinking. I mean, first of all, literally afford because it's expensive and waste of it. But a couple other reasons that we ended up stopping owning a business.
Mm-hmm.
So we each own a business and it just looks really bad if you're getting wasted at the bar, or you can't, like, I can't inject the next day because I'm too hungover or something. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, I can never pass up an opportunity. I had a client call me at, you know, yesterday afternoon and to see if I could inject, and it was Saturday, and she's like, wanted tox at like 6 p.m. I'm like, yeah, why not? You know, I'm not at the bar getting hammered.
Yep.
So I just think,
which 6 o'clock might sound early to some people listening or watching this, but it's not.
It's not. But even if somebody messaged me today and I was like too hungover, no, I can't, you know, like it's just crazy. And then the other part of it is and like owning a gym, obviously, I don't think that looks like very good on a gym owner's part.
No. Which is, all right, let's touch on that too real quick, because One of my favorite things are these like health and fitness influencers, people that pimp a health lifestyle, or people that pimp a health and fitness lifestyle, and then on the weekends they're like getting wasted. I'm always so flabbergasted by that. I'm like, dude, you sit like I don't know. Maybe it's just my personality that, like, if you say one thing, I better see you die on the sword over that one thing and not do anything else. Because these health and fitness influencers that are pimping the healthy lifestyle, but then they're, like, getting drunk on the weekends. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're not a living example of what you preach. And it's just, it's crazy to me how, like, how little morals and ethics people have. Mm-hmm. And they're like, just that they talk the good talk, but they don't walk the good walk. It's so funny to me. And there's even, like, people in the CrossFit space and bodybuilding space that, like, they're getting drunk too. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What, like, what is this? Like, this doesn't look good. And maybe they don't care.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of, I'm trying to think of people in the CrossFit space. Who are you thinking of?
Huh?
Who are you thinking of?
That drink? That drink?
What drink?
Like, people in the CrossFit space that drink?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to say it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it on the podcast. I mean, some of them are openly doing it on their Instagram. You can just scroll through their pictures. There's a couple.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah. But anyway, you're right. Like, when you... I don't know. I guess... Some people don't look at life like that, like they have a lot to lose or anything. You know, they just, when in our position, the thing that I think about the most is we have kids, we have businesses, we have goals and aspirations. And with kids, I mean, how many parents are just, like, completely lazy because they're hungover?
Yeah.
So, like, they can't even, like, take care of their kids the next day mm-hmm. because they're too busy sleeping in, or they're too tired and hungover to, like, take their kids to go to the park or something. So they just put them on an iPad all day or something.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, with businesses, again, like, you can't run your business to the fullest capacity if you're drinking.
And this is the possible. Other thing is I work every other weekend at the hospital. And so the weekends that I don't work. So I'm definitely not going to be drinking when I'm working.
Yeah.
There's, like, no. And then the opposite weekend when I'm off, we have the kids. And we only have the kids 50% of the time. So I was not willing to waste any more of, like, my days that I have with Izzy, like, being hungover, or, like, yeah. going out, or, like, having our parents watch or whatever. Like, it just, I don't know. It's just, they are more important to me.
Right. I agree. And that third part, the goals and aspirations part, I'm going to keep it a full buck. If you say that you have goals and aspirations and you really, really, really want to accomplish things and you're going out to the freaking bar on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, whatever day during the week, shut your dick, suckers. I don't believe you. And you're a sucker for even saying that you have goals and aspirations. That's for real.
No, I agree.
What kind of person has goals and aspirations, real ones, and then goes to the bar and wastes their time and their money on that? That's so stupid. Keep it a buck with everybody and just say, yeah, I would like to have that, but I'm too much of a vagina to do it. It gets me so wild, riled up. And because I'm not swearing right now, I can't even say cool words.
Well, you're saying potty words.
Yeah, I'm saying potty words. Dude, it just that stuff gets me so annoyed. I can't even believe it. I think that we should talk about, like, friendships and alcohol. That could be really useful to some people.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately for me, a lot of my friendships, I realized, had alcohol was a big focus.
Revolved around alcohol.
Not revolved, but it was a big focus. So, like, a lot of the things that we would do included alcohol, because I'm going to be honest, I have always kind of been, like, an outlier in my friend group and my family, things of that nature. Like, I really have goals and aspirations. I've always really had goals and aspirations. When I was 21 years old, I gave up drinking alcohol. When I turned 21, I went out to drink. And then the rest of that year, basically, except for maybe once or twice, I gave up booze completely because I was powerlifting and I took it very serious at that time. Mm-hmm. All of my friends still drank. All of my friends went out. All of my friends asked me, why aren't you coming out? Come on, you can drink once. You can blah, 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 blah. You know, so I've always been kind of the outlier of my friend group because I've always had real goals. And so all that to say that even as I got older, people would always be like, come on, dude, you can come out and have a drink. You can come out once in a while. You can do this. And it's like, thankfully, I don't know how or why, but God gave me this mind of mine and this heart of mine that I have no problem saying no. And at one point in my life, I really had to go ghost on like everybody mm-hmm. and cut everyone off because they couldn't respect my goals and ambitions. Luckily, I had a girlfriend at the time too. And she was the one that supported me the whole way.
Sure did.
Sure did.
I have a much different experience because all my friends have little kids. And
yeah.
So they're not definitely not going out and partying or anything anymore. I mean, they drink and.
You still have friends that go out and party.
Yeah, but not like we used to, trust me.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. So when I told all my friends I wasn't drinking anymore, like literally no one batted an eye. They didn't even care. They're like, okay, yeah, we know you're fit. Like that's.
Yeah, yeah. Like, which is interesting though, because I think this, if you're a person that like is not an alcoholic and you're looking to get away from drinking just because it doesn't serve you anymore. Your friends should be 100% in support of it. And if they're not really your friends, low key.
Yeah.
Those are the people that want you to do degenerate things because they want to justify them, their own actions. And you may be the fun time that goes out with them. Mm-hmm. You may be the person that makes an ass of yourself or a fool of yourself. Mm-hmm. And they like that. And they want someone like you around because it gives them a fun time too. And I just want to say, if you want to give it up, just give it up.
Yeah.
Just give it up. I mean, you'll find other friends and stuff too. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. The past 2 years that I haven't been drinking too, I've just been doing everything that I want to do. Right? Like I wanted to work out for 5 hours a day, 4 hours a day. Mm-hmm. However, how long was I training? Between 4 and 5 hours? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, probably.
I wanted to do that. I wanted to spend time with the family.
Yeah.
And now that I don't own a gym or whatever, I would much rather fill my time with skateboarding and playing my guitar and working on like content and my other businesses, like online coaching and stuff like that, than going out to drink. Like if you're just doing things and filling your time with stuff that you really thoroughly enjoy, drinking's never going to be on the forefront of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
I mean, it's completely gone from mine.
Yeah.
That's why when you're like, oh, we saved space for it, I'm like, I don't know that I did. I just don't think I just don't even think about it anymore. Like, it's just not a thing for me.
Yeah. Sometimes I go to a Mexican restaurant and I'm like, this place used to have really good margaritas.
I don't even think that.
You don't? Mm-mm. I think that, but it's not like a want to drink because I don't want to. Like, I don't even want to have the taste of alcohol in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I still feel like the same with all my friends as I always did. And like I said, none of them, they totally all are on board with whatever I want to do. They don't, they could care less like if I drink or not. So I went to a bachelorette party and stayed sober. And granted, it was a very laid back bachelorette party because everybody was in their mid 30s.
Yeah.
So no one even really got drunk anyway. But you know, it was like no big deal that I didn't drink.
What other like types of advice could we offer people who are non-alcoholics, but they don't want to drink?
I mean, I think like if you're having a hard time because of the friend situation, if your friends are all partying, there are places to meet friends that have like a similar mindset.
Where? To be honest, say
CrossFit, aren't you?
I thought you were, but I was actually going to say, to be honest,
I was going
to
say the gym, but
like go join a CrossFit box. And the reason why I say that, or an MMA gym, to be completely real, because like a normal gym, it's hard to meet people because it's not like a class setting. It's just like you walk in and you do stuff. And unless you're that outwardly person who's like without alcohol, like you're kind of like me and you'll just like start a, you know, spark a conversation with somebody just out of nowhere and people think you're weird for it. Like then, go to a normal gym. But like, go to a CrossFit box or an MMA gym because number one, it's a community of people. And number two, you're forced to do things with people and suffer with people. So like CrossFit is class-based. MMA gyms are class-based, and also you have to punch each other in the face, so you develop a cool type of relationship, or like a grappling where you're like rolling on top of each other, kissing and hugging.
Yeah, definitely some type of community fitness setting.
Yeah, F45, Orange Theory, yeah. All that stuff, but you'll find something. And to be honest with you, if you're a person that has goals and stuff too, doing it fitness, like a fitness-based, like finding friends in the fitness realm is probably your best option anyway too.
Yeah.
Because most people who do fitness, who really care for their body, they have goals outside of the gym and they're more likely to do it. And people say you are the sum of the five people you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super true. I couldn't even tell you how true that is.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think
mocktails are stupid. I think that's so dumb. Like if you're that person too, that feels like you need, check this out. I remember one time I got invited to like an event, right? I got invited somewhere and they told me like, yeah, there's going to be drinking there, but don't worry, we'll have drinks for you to have in your hand so that you don't feel weird. And I told the person, I was like, why would I feel weird? And they're like, well, you know, everybody's going to be drinking, so like you can have something too. I'm like, I don't feel weird about that.
Yeah.
Why would that be weird for me? And it's because it's weird for them.
Yeah.
And then people will project how that feels onto you.
Yeah. I think you just have to. Yeah. You have to surround yourself with the right people. And you just have to be like really confident and okay with your decision. Like there's nothing wrong with not drinking.
What about like going to events that are for sure going to have alcohol? What do you say to people if they like offer you a drink or they want to give you a drink? First off,
I mean, I just say no.
Yeah.
I mean, I no, but like, I have no problem if like, I remember one time my injector friend asked me if I had like drank the night before because I was like bleeding or something. Yeah.
What?
I was like, my blood was like thin. It was like bleeding a little more or something. And she was like, oh, did you have wine last night? And I was like, no, I don't drink.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. I was like, yeah, I don't know. My blood, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like a little thin today. I'm not sure, but no, I don't drink. Like, so I have no problem just, like saying that. And I will say in the beginning, like, so now I guess I should say that now is like, I don't care. I just tell people, no, I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, I obviously had to tell a lot of people I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
And I had no fear or anything. I had no problem telling any of my friends at all because none of them, like I said, I didn't feel any weirdness. No one pressured me to drink or do anything ever.
Yeah.
But specifically for the bachelorette party, I had to just text like my three closest, like it was like the bride and then two of my really good friends from college. And, so I just told each one of them, I was like, hey, just so you guys know, like I'm not drinking. And, you know, one of them asked like, why? I'm just curious why, like, I completely support you. I just want to know why. And so I gave all my reasons and she was like, I totally understand that and respect that and sounds good, you know? Like,
yeah.
So I think it's just about being honest about, you know, I mean, not that you have to explain yourself to anybody, you don't.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think that you had a unique experience.
Yeah, I mean, I used to like party a lot, so, but I also wasn't afraid not to.
Yeah, I think what's interesting though is like, when you do give up drinking and then people ask the question why, it's like for most people in most instances, the person asking why is going to try to pry and find out what the answer is. Mm-hmm. Like for most times. And just, you need to remember, like you literally owe no one an explanation
right.
for anything, especially not drinking. It's so a non-issue. Not drinking is such a non-issue. You should never have to feel that you need to explain to anybody why you're not consuming a poison.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. If you've gone your whole life without drinking, and then obviously who cares? You just don't drink.
Yeah.
But for me, it was different because I was like partying all the time. So it's like all of a sudden I'm not.
Well, yeah,
obviously,
I mean,
I got to tell my friends I'm not.
I mean, but for me too, I partied a lot too. But it's like,
But I'm also proud of the reasons that I don't. Like, I have very specific reasons why I don't drink. And I think that they're important reasons for, like, other people if they have those same feelings or reasons or whatever. Maybe it might help someone else stop drinking. I don't know.
Yeah. I think to be honest with you, like, the best reason is just it doesn't do anything good for you. There is not one good thing that you can point out about alcohol. So if you need any reason to stop drinking at all, it's just it has no benefit.
Yeah.
There's zero benefits to drinking.
It's literally poison.
Yeah.
For every single one of your organs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, other things that we could offer to people advice-wise, but to be honest, I think we covered the majority of it.
Yeah, I think all in all, I would just say don't get wrapped up in the stigma. Just be confident about why you don't want to drink and mm-hmm. be stern, and people will respect it. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, then surround yourself with other people who do. And that's really it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, by no means, like, are we saying that people just shouldn't drink alcohol?
No.
I don't care what you do.
I don't care.
I literally could care less. I don't care if somebody drinks in front of me and it's getting wasted.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hang out. I'm not going to hang around because it's just annoying to me. And I don't, you know what I don't like? Well, I have to say this. Oh, man. The worst thing is when dudes drink and they get super emotional and want to have a heart to heart with you, and then they get touchy. Oh. I used to despise that so much. When dudes would, like, start crying to me, I'm like, bro, sack up. Get a pair of nuts and just shut up. Like, we're drinking. You know? Like, where did this come from? But anyway, yeah, I think that, yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care about what anybody does in that realm. You can drink, you cannot drink. I don't care. I judge people by their heart and their character and nothing else. Doesn't mean that I want to be around, you know, when people are doing it, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in which we don't have to. We don't ever do. We don't go to bars. We don't, you know, like, we aren't going to, there aren't really any big drinking parties now at our age anyway. And
yeah.
The main thing is, like, weddings. So we do see a little bit of at weddings, but we just, like, leave when we're done having it, and that's it.
Yeah. I like my sleep, too.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I've been sleeping great, says the eight sleep.
Yeah, because you pass out every night.
7 hours.
Letting me turn off the TV and go to sleep.
7 hours, 52 most nights. So I'm doing great. I'm having great sleep.
This guy who every single night, one more video, while he's snoring every night.
Yeah, but I'm the one who also wakes up the earliest in the house now.
You do?
Like, an hour earlier than everybody.
And not an hour every day.
Almost every day. I get up, I make my hard-boiled eggs, my bacon, and then I read my Bible. And most days I have a lot of resistance of reading my Bible, and I don't end up doing it. But I do it at least, you know, when I can get over the resistance part. I don't know what it is about that, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, I just can't read my Bible right now. But, like, I know that I need to, or that,
like,
I want
to. Like, tonight when you need to read it because you have, or is that the book?
That's the book. I read the Bible this morning.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. But anyways, thank you guys so much for watching. I hope that I'm zoned in from the sauna. I like this podcasting after sauna. That, like, my thoughts are coming out.
Sauna.
My thoughts are coming out faster than I can speak.
Oh.
So anyway, thanks so much. Choked on spit. Thanks so much for watching. If this did help you out, if you did enjoy it, please give us a like. Subscribe to the channel if you are new. And give us more topics to talk about like this. Maybe drug use for the next one.
I don't have anything to say about drug use, I don't think. Well, maybe I do.
You work in a hospital. Yeah, you got some stuff to say. All right. Thanks so much for watching. Peace out.
Bye.
See you in the next one. Bye.